So the rule does require meat packages to list where the originating animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. It has been opposed by meat packers and some farm groups, which claim it violates free speech. They fear retaliation by both Canada and Mexico, noting the rule creates an unfair consumer bias. But one farm group says the rule is beneficial for farmers and small packers who want to differentiate their American products from products produced in other countries. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said the court's decision is another victory for NFU and other organizations in their long battle to uphold the enforcement of the CUL regulation as modified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He said consumers want to know basic information about where their meat comes from, and U.S. livestock producers are proud of what they produce and are happy to give consumers that information. With this being the third time that CUL has won in court, Johnson said there is no need for the case to proceed. Randall Weisman, Southeast AgNet.